Welcome to episode 130 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to debrief the Israel Study Tour of 2019. Let's dive in. Well, if you've listened to the last several episodes, you know that I took a group of 30 people over to the Holy Land, and we did a Deeper Christian Israel Bible Study Tour, and it truly was an incredible time. Now, I admit that going to the Middle East in the summer is a little bit warm, but actually, we had a phenomenal time, and it wasn't as bad as I originally had thought. Nobody got a sunburn. We all kind of lathered up in sunblock and wore hats every day, and it ended up being rather delightful. Now, we did sweat quite a bit, which was kind of great for our skin. We drank tons and tons of water. So overall, outside of that, it was absolutely phenomenal. I love going to Israel, the Promised Land, and just seeing the Word of God come alive. And I think that's actually one of my favorite things about going, is going with a group of people who are hungry and passionate about Jesus Christ, and they long to dive into God's Word and just see it begin to open up and kind of have a greater level of depth and studying those locations in the very spot where they took place. Well, this group of 30 people really were amazing, and we had such a great time, and they really were troopers. I mean, we were marching them over the desert, and we were climbing mountains, and it was quite the adventure. Well, I thought a fun way to debrief is not just to listen to my voice, but perhaps to hear some reflection from the people who came with me. So what I did is, while we were in the Holy Land, I took some quick videos of some of the people talking about just kind of the experience as a whole. And I just want to play the audio of that, just a few of them, just to kind of have you hear the tenor and the tone of what we experienced. So here's a quick debrief from some of the people who attended.
This trip has been all the words, amazing, soul-stirring, rich, brought the Word to life, helped me to see Jesus in fresh ways, the Word in fresh ways, all of it.
And it's been amazing to just be blown away time and time again with all the sights, but also the reality of what was going on hundreds of years ago, and to be put to actually walk on the site. Incredible.
Hopefully, I mean, this is my takeaway, is that when I read the Bible and I read about these places, it's going to come more alive and have deeper meaning. I get to know my Lord better. So
this trip has been something incredible, being able to see everything with my own eyes and walk the ups and downs and get a real visual and tactile, and using all my senses to see the stories that I've heard so many times illustrated, and just realize that they were real events and a real place, and our God really works.
This trip has been, I gotta say, eye-opening. It's brought everything to life. I'm never gonna be able to look at basically any passage of scripture the same again. It's just been a really great experience.
So this whole experience has been absolutely amazing. No words could really articulate just what God has been speaking me in, not only the scriptures, but the places. For example, the Garden of Gethsemane, that was amazing. Like, it was so profound. And just having that time with just me and the Lord, it's something I'll always remember for the rest of my life.
This trip has been a bit surreal. There's been, I love these times when we can have half hour or something like that just to kind of digest our surroundings, like we just did at Gethsemane there. There's so many places that you can see from one vantage point that such incredible things happen. And so just to drink it all in is, I think I've enjoyed the quiet times just as much as the touring times. Yeah, it's tough to put into words, but glad I came. So glad.
This trip has been such an amazing experience to see the land of the Bible just come alive and see where Jesus walked, and it's just been an incredible experience.
I came to Israel almost 2 years ago, end of 2017. But this trip now is everything that I had hoped the previous trip would be, but wasn't. And the biblical teaching along the way, along with the teaching from our guide, the history from our guide, has been superb. I recommend this trip to anybody.
Well, I hope that excites you and even encourages you to consider joining me on a future Deeper Christian Israel Bible study tour. I was talking to one of the ladies who came with me, and today she said, I just love how the Bible just opens up and it really goes from like 2D to 3D. And she was kind of expressing this idea that, you know, before you just read scripture and it's, well, you just, you know, the stories and you just see the text. But when you begin to study and read these stories in location, or you see all these locations and you come back home and you begin to read and study your Bible afresh, she goes, it just changes how you read the Bible and you just cannot read the Bible the same way ever again. I love that. The way I've been describing it is it puts the Bible in living color. So whether you want to think of it as a 3D experience or a living color experience, it really is a life-transforming opportunity to go to the Holy Land and just see the Bible come alive. Well, one of the fun things that we did on this particular trip is that every single day of the trip, one of the participants kind of wrote an overview of that day and kind of expressed the places that we went and some of the key aspects or things that they learned along kind of throughout that day. And then as a fun bonus is we kind of took some video shots all throughout the day and we compiled them into a daily overview or a recap video of some of our experiences. So if you really want a full debrief, you can go to the show notes for this episode, which is deeperchristian.com/130 for episode 130. And you'll see a link to all the daily overview videos. You'll see a link to those overview summaries by each of the participants. So if you want to get a full debrief, I would encourage you to check out the show notes for this episode. Well, I know we're not doing a full debrief on this episode. I really want to just kind of leverage this opportunity to say, if you really want to learn more about what we did and the places where we went and some of the things that we learned, you can find all that on the Deeper Christian website. But I just want to kind of leave you with a nugget that I personally just kind of took away from this time over the last couple of weeks in Israel. And it may sound rather funny, but one of the things that God was just deepening in me throughout this trip is not something new and fresh, like it was a brand new thought. It was more of like a re-enunciation of something that I've known for a long time. And it's this idea that God passionately wants us to pursue Him. I was just consistently confronted almost every location we went to, just as we were looking at the stories and the things historically that took place in each of these sites, just how much God loves relationship, how much He was willing to go to great extents for the sake of relationship. I just love this idea that God desires a people who will pursue Him. Hebrews 11:6 says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. See, He rewards those who passionately, overwhelmingly go after Him. Or as Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That the very first obsession, the very first thing in our hearts and our minds should be Jesus Christ. And one of the things we did, or at least we tried to do every single day, and we missed several days, but we were quoting the Shema in Hebrew. And it's that great passage of love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your strength, and all of your mind. And it's that passage from Deuteronomy chapter 6 that the Israelites would quote every single day. In fact, it was often quoted at the very beginning of the day and at the very end of the day. And it was just a way for us as participants to refocus our heart and our mind that every single day, our pursuit, our passion, our obsession is to be Jesus Christ. And though that's not a new concept to me, I just really felt that God was deepening that reality in my heart and my mind afresh over these last couple of weeks in His land. And that simply is what I want to leave you with. Are you passionately pursuing Jesus Christ? Are you diligently going after Him? Because remember, He is a rewarder of those who go after Him. So seek first His kingdom. Seek first His righteousness. Go berserko after Jesus Christ. And maybe just to summarize, one of the locations we went to was smack dab in the middle of the desert. And it's this little oasis called En Gedi. And it's from this location that David is hiding from King Saul, and he writes Psalm 63. I just want to read you the first verse because I think this is a great summary of just this pressing that God's had in my personal life over the last couple of weeks. And David writes in Psalm 63, "Oh God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water." And it's amazing to be in the very spot where David is writing this. And you look around and it really is a complete desert. It is so dry and thirsty. And yet there's this spring, this water spring of life bubbling up from this oasis. And it's an amazing picture of the fact that God wants us to pursue him, that we should have this craving for Jesus Christ, like a man in the middle of a desert longing for a drink of water. Do you have that? Oh, I want that for you. Well, no, I'm cheering you on unto that end. Well, thank you for listening to this simple debrief of the recent Deeper Christian Israel Bible Study Tour. And again, if you want a link to all the overview summaries and the recap videos, as well as some links to some of the teaching sessions that I gave on location that we have posted on YouTube, please visit the show notes for this episode at deeperchristian.com/130 for episode 130. Well, until next time, know I am cheering you on as you hunger and thirst and pursue the lover of your life, Jesus Christ.